Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the VSU football team, defensive back Larry Miller. Larry, congratulations.
All right, thank you. I just like to say just thanks to the defensive line for putting pressure on the quarterback and just making me do my job and turn around and go up and get the football.
You had two picks last week, Larry, and obviously good return yardage, set up the offense in a short field. That's what you guys have done all year as a defense, isn't it?
Yeah, we really just try to get the offense on the field as much as we can, and I think the offense did a good job the last couple of games of keeping us off the field and letting us get rest and stuff. So,
there's one thing that's been true about the secondary for quite a while here is teams have gotten to you guys as the season has progressed. And this year, you guys actually got stronger, I think, as the year progressed. What changed this year from years past?
I think just coaching on the stand on our heels about just going out there, and we got to make plays when opportunity presents itself. And I think we just, as a secondary position-wise, we were young, and we only had two returning starters from the outside, the cornerback position. So I just think he really just pressured us to put pressure on our safeties to play better and stuff, and they put pressure on us of playing with them.
Obviously, you guys are on opposite sides of the field, but how closely do you and Charlie work during a game?
We work very closely. Sometimes he likes the field. Sometimes I like the boundary. Sometimes he likes the boundary, and I like the field. So we'll just take different timeouts on the sideline, trying to figure out what we need to do to progress as a team and as a defense.
It seems like this year you guys were facing a lot of teams that went no huddle, not necessarily hurry up, but no huddle, which means you guys can't get changes, you guys can't get new personnel in, you can't go nickel if you want. How much more difficult does that make playing the game?
Very difficult. We don't have any, the corners didn't have any subs, and some of the safeties didn't have any subs to come in either. So as a defense, we just stayed in shape and just tried to stay healthy so we can, because we knew when we came into the game, it was going to be fast-paced offense, and the coaches know that we don't have any subs, you know, so he's going to try to keep us on the field and get us tired out there.
How important is it to finish with a shutout? the smile on your face answers it, I think.
It's very important. Coach Gianna came into this game with nothing less of us, and we just came in, and we had to do our job, and I think we very well executed our job, and I think he's very proud of us as a defense.
You guys should be proud. First conference championship in a number of years here. I'm guessing as a player it doesn't bother you one bit that you're sharing the conference title. It still says conference champs. You guys like that, don't you?
Yeah, we very much like that. We maybe next year we'll come out, we'll do a little better. But for the way we started our season off, to end it the way we did, very good thing. Very good thing.
Oh, seriously, any team in this league that loses three games in a row, they know that their playoff chances are pretty slim. A lot of people might say, well, what do they still go out there and practice every day for and work so hard for? That's the nature of football, isn't it?
Yes. You just got to have that drive. You got to know that if you come out, you might not – somebody got to lose a game. Somebody got to lose a game. And it depends on who's ready for that game and how to – coaches prepare you and everything. It doesn't just come out to just who's going to step out on the field. You got to have that drive. Even if you're losing games, you have to come back every day, every single day, and just do what you have to do.
Congratulations again, and congrats on a great season.
All right, thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.